The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. Perfect is not the goal. In martial arts, the black belt is the highest level of the master. In religion, perhaps it's the priest or even the saint. You can get a doctorate in philosophy, but that's not really what the Stoics admired. To them, the highest level that one could attain was the sage. Did Epictetus get there? Perhaps according to us he did, but Epictetus was far too humble to ever claim that himself. Yet while he did say perfection was impossible, he still believed that perfection was something to which we could be making progress. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get better. We quoted Longfellow a while back, but to act that each tomorrow find us farther than today. That's the goal, to make improvements, to push ourselves. Seneca said the goal was to inquire one thing a day, a quote, an idea, an insight, a story, something that fortifies you against poverty, against death, against adversity. He didn't say that one thing makes you perfect. He said that one thing makes you better. So we read this email. We crack open the Stoics or the Daily Stoic. We can listen to that podcast. We can ask that question of a mentor or an advisor. We can get feedback from a friend. We're not trying to be perfect. We are trying to get better. No one has a gun to your head. Nothing is noble if it's done unwillingly or under compulsion. Every noble deed is voluntary. That's Seneca's Moral Letters, 66. This is from today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, featuring new translations of Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, written by me, Ryan Holiday, my partner in crime, Steve Hanselman. You can get this book anywhere books are sold. You can even get a leather-bound edition, the premium edition, at store.dailystoic.com. Let's look at today's meditation. You don't have to do the right thing. You always have the option of being selfish, rude, awful, short-sighted, pedantic, evil, or stupid. In fact, sometimes there are incentives to break bad. Certainly not every criminal gets taught. But how does this line of thinking usually work out for people? What is their life like? You don't have to do the right thing, just as you don't have to do your duty. But you get to. And don't you want to? If you haven't read or maybe watched the movie of East of Eden, this is what Steinbeck is saying. He zooms in on this word. I think it's Timshel from the Bible. We think of the commandments, he's saying, as commandments, right? Thou shall not. Thou must not. Thou cannot, right? But he's saying, actually, that's a mistranslation. The word is timshel or mayest, meaning that you have a choice to honor your mother or father, to love thy neighbor, right? To not commit adultery, so on and so forth. That these are choices. And in fact, if they weren't choices, there'd be nothing particularly impressive about them, right? Being good under compulsion, being good with a gun to your head, what does that mean, right? Nothing. So it's that it is a choice that makes it meaningful. So what will you choose? That's the question. There's that great Chris Rock joke about, you know, I don't treat my kids well, not do drugs, etc., because I want to be a role model. Is that I do those things because it's the right thing, right? You're not doing it to impress people. You're not doing it for the reward, as we talked about last week. You're not doing it for the third thing, as Marcus Aurelius talked about. I try to be good because it's the best way to live. I try to choose the right thing. There's the famous story of the choice of Hercules, which I talk about in Lives of the Stoics. I'm also going to talk about in the new book series on the four virtues. But it's the choice. The choice is everything. It's that you mayest, that you have the option not to do it, that you can be a bad person, that a lot of people are bad, that a lot of people are selfish and short-sighted and rude, and awful and pedantic and stupid. It's that you can get away with it that makes choosing the right thing all the more majestic and rare and special. So that's your question today. What are you going to choose? You're going to choose to be who you're capable of becoming. You're going to fight to be the person philosophy wants you to be, as Marcus says. You're going to see what you can get away with. That's your call. And if you want to get better, I do recommend our Stoicism 101 course, Ancient Philosophy for Your Actual Life. You can check that out at dailystoic.com/101. And if you sign up for Daily Stoic Life at dailystoiclife.com, you get that course and all our Daily Stoic challenges and courses for free, plus a lot of other awesome stuff. Check that out, dailystoic.com/101. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.